Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma's Big Interview. I am your host Nkululeko Ngewe, and in this week's episode we're speaking to the top dog of the National First Division, the coach of Highlands Park, Mr. Owen Tagama himself. He speaks about a lot of things including Bafana Bafana, the under-23s, and he speaks about his favorite, my favorite player, personal favorite player, Mutubi Mvala, and whether or not he will stay at the club at the end of the season. Do enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Coach Owen Tagama, we thank you very much for joining us. Let's get straight into it then. Well, I think the most important thing is, for me, and the interesting part is the turnover, how you managed to turn a team that you joined, which was in ninth place at the time, last September 2017, to now leading them into top position, leading by 6 points at the moment in the National First Division. What would you say were some of the biggest challenges that you would have faced immediately, like you noticed when you got there that actually this is going to be a huge challenge? What were some of the biggest challenges when you first came into the club?
Yeah, look, I think the biggest challenge is coming into a club that has already played six matches. You know, they've done their preparation, they've done their pre-season, they've signed the players, and coming in now and working on it, it's always very difficult for any coach. It takes time to understand some of the players that are there and to really have a good look at them. Whilst it's like trying to repair a moving car, you know, the car is moving, there's something wrong with the car, so how do you repair it while it's moving? So it's always very difficult, but we managed with the entire technical team to sit down, and I think we planned very well, and we also planned against our opponents very well. But it was very, very hard getting there to the top. I mean, we were 7 points behind Stellenbosch when we took over. In saying that, it's even harder trying to stay on top there. It's very, very hard. All the teams target you. Every team wants to beat you, you know, because you're then top. But I think we're very focused, and one thing that has helped the club a lot is that the club is very, very, very professional off the ground, you know, off the pitch. I believe Highlands Park is even more professional than a lot of Premier League teams. I can tell you that. So, yeah, it's a very professionally run team, and everything is done, you know, to the core, and the planning, everything is spot on. So I think that has helped a lot. But I think, you know, credit must go to the technical team that have changed things around, as well as some of the players that have come to the party.
Yeah, Coach, before we move on, you mentioned a lot the partnership within the technical team, and you use "we" as a phrase to attribute to your achievements so far. It's not necessarily an achievement, but the success so far, because it will only be a success once it becomes a promotion. Initially, when you came in, Coach Thierry Malonzo and Coach Les Probler were the coaching team from the PSL that got relegated, trying to assist the team. How did you navigate around the fact that they were somewhat demoted and you had to come in? And how have you been able to use them within the structure of the club without having any sort of friction with them, because you sort of taking what they would do, you were taking over from whatever they were doing at the moment before you came to the club?
Yeah, look, I mean, both Les and Thierry Malonzo was my player, and I promoted him to be an assistant coach, and then eventually he was like the assistant manager of the team, and then during my absence, obviously he got the opportunity to coach. So even Les coached our under-19 team at Silverstars. So we worked together for many, many years. Even Alan Fries. Alan Fries was head of the development at Highlands Park Silverstars, HP Silverstars, and eventually Platinum Stars. So it's a group of people, with Larry Brookstone and Brad Keftel. It's a group of people that work together for more than 15 years, you know. So we know each other, and we understand, and we're there to help each other. So, you know, the success of the team is always going to be about the collective, not about individuals. We are a team, and that's how we operate.
All right, that's quite comforting to hear, because that's one of the things that I thought about, that perhaps there might be friction because of the fact that you just came in. I remember one of the things that Coach Joe Masono, the legendary, was saying, and I put this to you because you also have a similar situation. He was talking about losing Ulinda Mdamo to Chippa United, and also other players to other clubs as well. And also Unzabi Yumva is also being linked to PSL clubs. And he was talking about the helplessness of the fact that the players were in their last 4 or 5 months of their contracts. And Joe Masono, I'm using him as an example because he's not too far away from you in terms of the log position. You have an incredible player in Mutobi Mvala, an Olympian. He's a goal-scoring midfielder. Peter Shalulile as well is the top goal scorer for the club. How are you managing to make sure that you don't lose players so as to not destabilize your attempt to be promoted?
Yeah, I think it's all about training. That's why I say Highlands Park, and in particular Larry Brookstone, who's in charge of the technical running of the team, players' contracts and so on. I think we plan ahead. All players that we believe can help the team moving forward, definitely they made sure that all the players' contracts were renewed or extended. So the planning went very, very well. So, and I mean, a lot of the players, they still have the same salaries that they were getting when they were in the PSL. And so it's not about money. There's no player that's going to leave Highlands Park because of money, you know. And that will never happen. They are well paid, and there's a big vision with regards to these players. That's why even Sikola could come back from Chippa United and be one of the happiest players. He's very happy. We're happy with him. He's fitted like a hand like a glove in hand. So all the players are very happy. Obviously, those who are not playing, they will not be very happy. But they understand that it's all about performance and all about continuity.
But I think for me, what's fascinating is that Mutobi Mvala, as you can hear from how I sound when I'm describing him, is one of my favorite players in South African football. I want to understand, because he's an Olympian, when he was in the PSL, he scored 5 to 6 goals from central defensive midfield. He's still scoring in the NFD. How much of scouting has been done by PSL clubs, and how have you managed? Because, I mean, contracts are there, but they can always be broken by cash amounts that exceed your expectation, and then you have to cash in on the player. How much of interest has come from other clubs for him?
No, there's been a lot of interest. We understand that, but Brad Capital and Larry Brookshaw made it clear that Highlands Park is not a selling team. They're not in the business of selling players. This is a team that wants to really build a very, very solid team and try and compete at the highest possible level. So it's never going to be a selling team. It's never going to be a selling team, unless, as you rightfully say, it's somebody that comes with a ridiculous offer, and then I'm sure that can be considered, but it's not going to be very easy. As I say, these players are well paid, they're well looked after.
And now with the 6-point cushion at the top with 11 games to go, I mean, this is probably the most interesting period, and you've said that it's more difficult to stay at the top than to work towards being number one. How are you approaching these last 10 games? I mean, we're in the final stretch now. It's going to be more and more difficult because the teams that you will face are relegation candidates. Some of them are chasing promotion. So how are you managing the players and their mindset of not being complacent?
I think there's a lot of change players,
rotation.
There's a lot of rotation, so we keep everybody hungry, we keep everybody fresh. There's a lot of quality within the team, so it's all about just managing and rotating the players to keep them strong and hungry. But we have got a very good squad of players, so I think that helps a lot. So yes, look, we're working hard. I think all the teams in the top 10, they'd like to get promotion to the Premier League. So everybody's in the same boat and everybody's working hard. So we do understand and appreciate the fact that it's going to be very, very hard for everybody, not for us only.
And for a man of your experience, former under 23 coach, former Orlando Pirates coach, successful coach at Silver Stars and Platinum Stars, what would winning the National First Division mean to you personally?
Yeah, look, I haven't even thought about that. I've won it twice before, we are not focused on that. We're just focused on making sure we've got the best possible team and we can compete as best as possible with all the clubs in the NFC. So we certainly, I think it's still too early to even think about, winning the NFC. It's our minds are not there. We're focused on other issues, trying to make the team as best as possible.
And as a football man, coach, because obviously you've been in the game for such a long time as a player and as a technical person, a manager, For a National First Division to have 16 teams and to be given only one slot, I mean, it's been an ongoing conversation, and we ask these questions because somehow we think that when the PSL hears or reads about this one slot only for 16 National First Division, they may do something or they may be compelled to do something. And we have diverse thoughts whenever we ask coaches this question. So from me to you, I mean, the one slot automatic to be promoted to the PSL, what do you make of it? And what have you heard in terms of the discussions of whether or not that will stop anytime soon?
No, I've not heard anything, to be honest with you. But what I do understand is exactly what happened with Highlands Park and a lot of other teams went to the PSL through the playoffs situation. Through the playoffs route. By the time they finish playing the playoffs, it's like a few weeks to go and then the league starts.
Absolutely.
So I think that's incredibly unfair. That's incredibly unfair not to have the same opportunity for the players to rest as well as the same opportunity to have a proper preseason and prepare like any other team that's in the PSL. It makes it very, very difficult for any team that goes through the playoffs process, and also for only having one team moving forward. I still believe, and I'm sure the PSL will consider this as time goes on, that if you look at our population and you look at the amount of teams we have in the PSL and the NFC, we've got similar populations to Spain and all these other in England, between 40 and 50 million people, and we've only got 16 teams. And I think it's affecting the standard of football, number one. It's affecting our national teams because we don't have a big enough conveyor belt to produce a lot of players. If you look at the amount of foreigners in every team, I mean, it's 5 per team. That's 80 in the PSL, and there are only 16. So how many strikers are you going to produce for the national team? Let's just look at the amount of strikers that you can select from for the national team. I think it makes it very, very difficult. So I definitely believe I'd be very, very happy one day if there could be 18 teams in the PSL and 18 teams in the NFC. You'd have a bigger conveyor belt and the quality of soccer will go to another level and we also produce a lot more players.
And my parting shot to you, coach, and it's similar to, it's linked to the national team question, but a different twist in that you, at junior level, you were the under 23 coach, you were working together with Coach Sheikh Mashaba and all the other coaches, Mulifin Teki, and everyone else. And during that period, I was of the opinion that it was sort of like a golden era in terms of being able to qualify, to be top 3, top 4 in on the continent, and by doing so, being able to qualify for Olympics, under 17, under 20 World Cup. What future do you envision, having been at SAFA, now no longer there, and having been part of that period, which I termed as a golden era, in recent times at least? What do you envision for South African football? What do you think will happen from what you left there, from what Coach Sheikh Mashaba left there, with everything that everything else politically that is happening with SAFA?
Yeah, I personally think we've missed the boat in continuity. I definitely think with the intellectual property that we built up, especially with the Olympics, with the under 23, we've lost all that. we've got to go back now, and we've got to start rebuilding, and we've got to start redoing things in a different manner. So I think when it comes to continuity, as well as the senior national team, we've totally missed the boat on continuity, and we've lost a lot of intellectual property there. I believe so. That's my opinion. I was there. I understand how things work, and I'm also seeing it from outside. You know, so I definitely don't believe that we will grow very much in that direction. I can't see it. Already with Bafana, you can see the big slump there. We don't know what's going to happen with the under-23s. We don't know the future of the under-20s and the under-17s. Yes, Coach Mulifintseke is still there. Coach Thabo Senong is still there. But higher up, myself, I'm no longer there. Coach Sheikh is no longer there. And we worked as a collective. We didn't work in isolation. I used to go and watch the under-17 teams. I used to go and support the under-20 teams. I used to be part of Bafana. I was the interim coach of Bafana for 3 matches. So I understand what continuity is about and what working as a collective is about. Now it appears, I don't know enough, but it appears that now the national team is totally on its own. There's no under-23. There's nothing happening with regards to the under-23. The under-20s are on their own, and the under-17s are on their own. So that collective effort that we had as under-17, under-20, under-23, and national team, we used to collaborate a lot, and we used to discuss things a lot as a group. And I don't know, but it appears that no longer exists. You can just see by the way Bafana operates. There's no under-23. We don't even know is there under-23 coach or what is happening there. I mean, the under-23 coach would normally be one of the assistants of the senior team. So maybe it will be Coach Thabo Senong. We don't know, but clearly, from looking from outside, it certainly appears that they're working in different silos here. You know, different it's different compartments. It's no more like a unity, and it's really a pity because our football was heading in the right direction. There's no doubt about it.
All right, Coach Wintekama, we thank you very much for your time at Sokola Duma. We appreciate your thoughts and opinions on the game.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Radio. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your presence as usual, and we thank very much Coach Owen Tagama for his thoughts on the national team and a whole lot of other issues. I am Nkululeko Nkewu. I hope you enjoyed it.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.